Hi, and welcome to our first podcast. So today I just kind of want to talk about programming meal plans and how these kind of factors into your goals, your lifestyle, and everything else that kind of relates to basically everything with fitness and health and training. So what we find when people first start off or, you know, that looking into our industry from the outside is that this is all or nothing approach. So unfortunately for us, extreme sell. So, you know, these 28-day challenges, these fast, rapid weight loss meal plans and these low-calorie shakes and all this kind of stuff, this sells in our industry, and this is what gets people, you know, invested kind of initially into their health and everything like that. But realistically, long-term, it's just not a viable way to live, and normally we find people will bounce back to their old habits and their old way of doing things because you don't have a full understanding or education about what you're trying to really achieve when you're eating the foods you're eating or why you're training the way you're training. So if you don't really have an education or an understanding or, you know, the why behind you're doing the things you do, then long term, it's just not going to work out. So when we're factoring or looking at giving clients programs and meal plans, there's a few things that we have to think of. And that's one is lifestyle. So if you're, you know, a busy person that works, you know, 8-hour, 9-hour days and you have kids at home, is it going to be realistic for you to be eating, you know, a low calorie diet and training 6 days a week? How long are you going to adhere to that? So what we're trying to find is this balance where if we have someone like that come in, we're trying to find a way that they can make gradual changes in their current lifestyle without causing too much stress, if that makes sense. So stress is, at the end of the day, the biggest thing that we have to worry about, and this is usually what turns people off being adherent and being consistent with their meal plans and whatever they're trying to achieve. So as soon as we find stress or these things that kind of put us off, you know, eating our meals or showing up to our sessions, then we can find these excuses why we don't turn up and do the things we do or are meant to be doing. Sorry. So the biggest factor at the start is finding a routine that fits into your current lifestyle without, you need to make a change, obviously, but you don't want to cause too much stress. So is something that's really restrictive, like carbs, say restricting carbs and you're not allowed to do this and you're not allowed to do that. Long term, is that a real way, a real good way to look at, to approach your health and your way of living? Or is, you know, having a balanced meal plan where you eat maybe four meals a day and one of these can be a shake and you can go have your beer and wine on the weekends, but 80 to 90% of the time you're adhering to a meal plan and you're being healthy and you're doing the things you should be doing to help get a result. If that means that you're going to be doing the program for, you know, 3, 6, 12 months, that's obviously a shitload better than doing it for 2 weeks. So yeah, these 28-day challenges work and stuff initially, but a lot of the time you find that people can bounce back the way they're going because they just don't have a true understanding of how this all works and how to implement this into a lifestyle. So at a certain point, training 6 days a week and not eating carbs is going to affect you. You're going to feel like shit. You're going to be moody. You're going to be just not a pleasant person, and it's just not a nice way to do things. So yeah, you can definitely like go to extremes every now and again. So, you know, a month a year, you can do these extremes where you drop carbs and restrict yourself. But I think finding a routine that works 80 to 90% of the year is definitely a lot better. So there's a few factors, obviously. So you got goals that you want to achieve. Everyone's goals are different. Now, you can have whatever your goal you want. Everyone can be, so some people can be fat loss, some people can be putting muscle on, some people want to perform better in the gym. But whatever you do, the effort you put in is definitely going to be the result you get. So if you're putting a half-assed effort into your meals and your training programs, you're going to get a half-assed result. So when factoring in your goals and stuff, you have to be realistic what you're trying to achieve. If you want to achieve it fast, you're going to have to put 100% effort in. If this is a gradual thing, and you know that you're just not going to be able to put 100% in, maybe 75% in, you have to be realistic with the timing of these goals. So you're not going to achieve 10 kilos, in 2 months if you're only putting 50% effort in, but you will if you're putting 100% effort in. So I know this, it can be quite overwhelming when you're trying to factor in all these different things, goals, when to achieve them, your current lifestyle, but being realistic, sticking to the basics, and being, consistent with things is a great way to start. And then from there, you can kind of adapt. So we know we should be eating roughly about 1.7 times our body weight in protein. So that's a great way to start. And then maybe 2 to 3 cups of vegetables. So start there. So if you hit those, and then you can add in a new habit. So maybe eating your macros or, eating your fats, eating carbs and hitting things like this. Then, being realistic with how much effort you can put in. So if you've got lots of kids, and you have all the best intention to do, whatever you need to do, but obviously your life kind of factors in, you just need to be realistic about these things occurring. So having a meal plan where it might give you the flexibility to eat different foods, but just you must stay within these calories or macros, it might be a better approach than sticking to a strict meal plan where you're told what to eat. So you can look at these foods and meal plans and all this kind of stuff from a scale of doing it from a complete restrictive 100% effort and going all out to a relaxed, trying to adhere to a few little things like hitting your calories, hitting your protein, and then also just the consistency and stuff is a little bit different. So the effort isn't as great as the other one, but it's definitely, it's two ends of the scale. So you can go all out or you can go a little bit more relaxed. What we find is a little bit more relaxed can lead to long-term results, but also it can also lead to people kind of being a bit slack in some places with their meal plans and stuff. So if you need to find a balance where it's the right effort, the right timing, the right goals, the right schedule and routine that works for you. So the best thing you can do is just try, start somewhere, see if it works. If you feel like shit, change something. If you're not eating breakfast, eat it. If you feel good, keep it in. If you're skipping dinner because you're not eating carbs but you can't sleep, maybe change it up. Put your carbs into the afternoon, have your meals then. Save your calories for then. That will give you a bit more relaxation in the afternoons and when you go to bed, and you might be sleeping better then. So what you're trying to find is this, just this balance of feeling good, but also getting a result. But sometimes being restrictive and everything like that can lead the other way where you feel stressed and, you're not getting the rest and the desired things that your body needs to work optimally to get to these results. So, yeah, so basically, if you have the flexibility to adapt to your lifestyle, then that's great. Your adherence might be a bit better if you're someone that can't do 100% all or nothing kind of diets, or if you're that person that can do 100% all or nothing diets, you can do that too. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say when we're programming or finding a routine that works for our clients, it's just finding this kind of balance of stressing to a point where you get a result, but not stressing too much where you're going backwards and you're not enjoying the process. And this is like the whole thing is just not a nice thing for you to do. So it's definitely just finding this balance of enjoyment, results, lifestyle, being realistic, timing, what works for you. But yes, so as a coach, there's principles that we apply, that we stick to. So protein intake, fiber intake, fat intake, carb intake, calorie intake. So this is what we do to help factor and get results for clients. But then it's up to us and then the client finding a routine that has these principles in it to find a result. So this might all sound a bit overwhelming, and this is the whole point of a coach, and this is why we're here. But what I'm just trying to say is just find a balance. I don't think going all 100% all or nothing is a great way to approach it, especially if you're not used to eating and training. So finding this kind of balance is a great way to start. Then say in 6 months, 12 months time, if you want to go hard and drop the carbs or do whatever, you can do that. But at the start, you must find a routine that you can adhere to and be consistent with, rather than something that's going to give you a dramatic result, but you're not going to do long term. I hope this helps. Stay tuned for a few more podcasts. Obviously, they'll hopefully get a bit better as we go along. But thanks for listening.